After living the last 3 years on the streets of Indianapolis, Mike Schwing now has an apartment on 38th Street.
It's an efficiency, but I mean, the bathroom and the little closet area are off that direction, and then I pretend this is two rooms, the kitchen and the dining room, and then I have my big room divided up into living room and bedroom.
It's a big change for the 53-year-old, who spent his nights in a homeless camp in Military Park downtown with about two dozen others. During the day, he'd get cleaned up and head to the Central Library.
I'm a genealogist, trace family trees, and I like languages and history and such things. So I have hobbies, and I maintained some, but not all my hobbies when I was homeless. I maintained a normal life as you can maintain homeless. So while I make my bed now, before I would pack up my bed and move it, because if you left anything behind, they'd throw it away.
Schwing learned about services available to homeless people, job training, addictions counseling, and housing, so he could help the others in his camp get off the streets.
The system houses people, but it's slow at it, and you have to have all this list of conditions to get housed. And that we lose the people, because if they could follow rules and do everything they were supposed to, they wouldn't be homeless in the first place, including me. I mortgage my house to help other people. I don't do drugs.
Schwing opened his home to the homeless in Brownsburg. Then, like dominoes, things fell apart in 2004.
My car broke down. I lost my job at working on a rental car. You can't make any money. I couldn't pay my mortgage. It fell behind. Twice it went into foreclosure. And there reached a point I could not do anything about it. And I don't have a backup system. So I went to Wheeler Mission.
For several years, Schwing dealt with homelessness, but also stayed at times with friends and family. While living in a group home in Cumberland and learning how to manage it, the operator left and Schwing stepped in, providing housing for himself and others. As the paying residents dwindled, so did the resources for the group home, and he became homeless again in 2012.
I'm the kind of person that cannot walk past someone I can help and not try to help. That doesn't mean I end up helping them. That doesn't mean the help I can give is the help they need. That doesn't mean they go for the help.
That help came to him through the IMPD homeless outreach team, including Andrea DeMink, founder of the Poor House, working to get the homeless housed, and Rebecca Bricker, a crisis counselor with Midtown Mental Health.
He calls Andrea and I still, finding people on the streets, trying to get them connected to the right services, just truly cares about folks outside.
Schwing has an appointment in early November with vocational rehab to help him find employment. He says his perfect job would be behind a computer, doing research, genealogy, secretarial work, or working for a pizza place. DeMink says having a roof over his head has already improved his health, and she believes the best is yet to come.
Being inside and realizing that that actually enables him to go even further, I think he's going to be amazing in his, I mean, he's already amazing, but I think, you know, his future is still very bright.
Schwing is one of about 80 homeless people that DeMink and Bricker have gotten into housing in just the last 14 months. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Lee DeNoon, Indianapolis.